Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello again, and welcome back. Welcome back to Sex and a Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am proud to be bringing season 2 to a close. Wow, it has been a phenomenal journey from beginning to write this season at the beginning of the year and finishing up the writing about in April or May, and here it is in September, and we are closing the season down. Wow, it's been bittersweet. It has been a push. This whole season, man, I'm gonna tell y'all, the whole season from the writing to the putting the content out has been such a stretch and a push for me because I've had so many other projects going on as well. But this is a passion of mine. It's a journey of mine, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I am fucking loving it. So we are here at season 2, the finale, episode 16, Where Is This Going, part 2. So I took a break last week, and I should have just dropped it last week, but I took a break last week. Again, so much I had to do, and I'll talk about that in the church announcements. But we wrapped up Sheree. We wrapped up Keisha, and the Brotherhood even had a little bit of their say on where it is going for this next season, right? Right. So we know that the coronavirus has been talked about. So I'm taking a little stab at what's going on with the virus, and you'll see when we open up in season 3. But anywho, I'm not here to give away too much stuff. That's for you to tune in. But in the meantime, in between time, let's get to the church announcements. Meow. Okay, so guys, I've been super busy. So, this past Saturday, Jaylana Stivette hosted her first Gentleman's Classic Affair. Her Gentleman's Affair. Wow, and we had a motherfucking ball, y'all. It was all grown, all sexy. I had I partnered up with Hotter Than Pink, and they are a boutique, and they are a membership club that hosts, sometimes they host events after dark. So I partnered up with them, and we had some erotic dancers in the house. We had the gentleman in the house. We had food, and we had liquor, and we had a motherfucking ball. So, with that being said, we're going to do it again, y'all. We're going to do it again September the 11th. But the original owners of the Pink. So, let me give y'all an original history of the Pink. Oh, y'all thought the Pink originated with P-Valley, baby. No, no, no. The Pink originated in the grand old Midwest. You can't sleep on Ohio, baby. So the Pink back in the day was an after a dark membership club. And they had, you know, for their members, the food, alcohol and all things included, dancers included. So they are bringing that back, y'all. So every now and then they host their events. So if you are in Columbus, Ohio, if you're planning to travel to Columbus, Ohio, you don't want to miss a pink event. And every now and then Jaylana Stevette will host a gentleman's affair at the pink. So, baby, listen. Get yourself there September the 11th. Ticket details will be coming soon on how to get into that grown and sexy affair. Now, I've been telling y'all to get ready. November 9th, you want to save the date and you want to be in the house. I repeat, November the 6th, I said November the 9th, but November the 6th, Jaylana Stevette, the goddess of erotica, presents Night of the Exotic. We're going to be at the Valleydale Ballroom, you guys. That is in Columbus, Ohio at 1590 Sunbury Road. The doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8. Baby, they got a whole lineup. Jaylana, the goddess of erotica, meow, has a whole lineup for you that you don't want to miss. We have got, of course, I am the host of the hostess because I'm the goddess with the mostest. But I've got my celebrity comedian MC in the house, Cobb City, the mayor. I've got an R&B artist. His name is King. I've got my erotic, poetic flowetry going. By the way, of Purity, Summer Rain, and none other than Indigo Dawn. I've got body paint on human bodies by none other than the talented artist, Robot Geek. And then I'm going to bless you with a little bit of my sexy erotica like no one else can. Oh, did I forget to mention I will have erotic dancers in the house. Erotic, grown, and sexy. So this event isn't for everybody. This event is for the exclusive. This event is for the exotic, and this event is for the grown and the erotic. So, ladies and gents and ladies, you do not want to miss it. November the 6th, 2021, Jaylana Stevette presents Night of the Exotic. Yes, 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 yes. I mean business, babies. So what else is going on with Jaylana Stevette? Jaylana Stevette got some other stuff going on, but right now, Jaylana Stevette is focusing on Night of the Exotic and her gentleman's events. But anywho, those have been your church announcements. And you can also follow me on social media at Instagram at Jaylana underscore Stevette, on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and Jaylana Stevette, and on Twitter at J Stevette, where I keep it nice and hot. You can also go to www.jaylanastevette.com, where you can get information on my book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, The Urban 50 Shades, that's available where everywhere books are sold, available on paperback, audio, book, as well, and ebook, baby. I've been out here working in these streets, and I've been out here working hard in these streets. So I want to thank you so much in advance for your support. You have been amazing. But without further ado, let's get to the final episode. Season 2, episode 16. Where is this going? Part 2. But first, a brief announcement from our sponsors. Where is this going? Part 2. Several weeks after my conversation with Keisha, the bottom seemed to fall out all over the nation by way of a new virus called Corona. On January 23rd, the World Health Organization Committee met in Geneva to declare a global emergency. The United States responded due to the widespread of the virus in their country. As a result, until further notice, all non-essential businesses will be closed. All schools, educational venues, and businesses that can function remotely must do so effective immediately. Essential workers must wear protective masks at all times in public settings. It is recommended that individuals remain 6 feet apart in order to minimize exposure. What was I hearing? Was this like for real? In the blink of an eye, life like we know it was about to change for a while. What did this mean for us? As I tuned into the news, I found myself asking questions that I didn't have answers to. I decided to call Tammy to see if I could catch her to talk this out. Hey girl, you busy? Girl, not right now. Austin and I literally got home to the big house, which we probably will be to quarantine. The big house? Quarantine? Oh, I never told you. We never sold the old house. In fact, we almost got that paid off. As far as our most closest friends and family know, we still live there. We haven't been traveling as much for the past few weeks, but managed to make our last minute trip to Grandpa Joe. He hasn't been as sick lately and didn't need us to take care of him much this month. When Tammy said Grandpa Joe, I knew exactly what that meant. Her connection, Roberto, didn't need money laundering services as much this month. Interesting. Perhaps this new virus was affecting that business as well. I wonder how this would affect Tammy and Austin. I tuned back into the conversation. We've been paying a lot of attention to the news lately, especially since we got back from Arizona. We need to quarantine. You know, make sure we haven't come in contact with someone who has that new virus. Okay, I get it. So with this new quarantine order in place for most of us, what do you think is going to happen? Well, for me, I'm glad to be locked away in this big house. It's big enough for all of us to be in our respective corners and not bump into each other. Just when I thought I was going to get some alone time. Tammy, what are you getting at here? It doesn't matter, sissy. As a matter of fact, if you want to quarantine with us, you can. We have plenty of room. You know we got it. I thought about her offer for a moment. It would be nice to quarantine in a secluded, gated community in a big mansion. Shoot, I could get some blogging and all kinds of stuff done. It actually wouldn't be a bad idea. I said, let me think about it, sissy. Although it would be amazing, I still have a life to lead here that include bills that need to be paid. I guess I have to think about how this would affect what I do. Bars and restaurants won't be open, which takes away personal appearances. Well, you know I got you, sissy. We both got you. Whatever you need. I know you do, sissy. Permission to speak freely? You know you always can. I can't help but think the invitation to quarantine with you guys is less about me and more about you. What the hell is going on between you and Austin? And I'm not talking about the new business venture that you've got going on, sissy. Well, sissy, to be honest, Austin and I have been together for a long time. Over the course of this year, when he lost his job, we began to spend more time together as a result of our new business. Before it happened, our relationship was strained a little, if I'm really going to be 100. And when he was losing his job, the plan was for him to spend some extensive time in Arizona with his father. Austin and I need to find a little bit of ourselves more, and we both agreed to. But when we came back from seeing his father and were thrown into the business with Grandpa Joe, being sick and everything, we found ourselves spending more time instead of less time with each other, and I don't know if that's a good thing or not. So, Tammy, so with you starting this new business venture and then having to take care of Grandpa Joe, have the two of you been arguing? No. That's not the point. We made an agreement. Austin should be there right now, and we have to quarantine together for God knows how long. Tammy, did you ever think that the new business venture and the pandemic may be the creator's strange way of telling you that you both got it wrong? Maybe the universe is telling you that separating to get to know each other was not in the plan. You haven't been arguing, and as a matter of fact, you seem to be doing better. Yeah, I hear you, but you can't judge by what you see, sissy. I don't know. I just want to make sure Austin and I are on the same page as we move forward, whatever that means. So with coronavirus in the air, literally, what does that mean for us? Will we get tired of each other? What about our new business? We got a new mortgage to pay now. We can live off of what we have for about 6 months, but beyond that, we need to figure out solutions. And I think that it's part of it. Well, at least you have someone that you can work with. There are some of us that I will have to weather this pandemic alone. I mean, I still have Phoenix, but in light of this new information on the news, I think he's going to have to be on lockdown himself, especially since he has children. Wait a minute, sissy. You didn't tell me you were still seeing Phoenix. Wow. Is that a bad thing? No. Not at all, sissy. I mean, how many months has it been? I guess about 3 or 4. Just him, right? Yeah. Surprisingly, the cookie jar experience had kind of changed my desire a little bit. And I don't have a hotation anymore. Instead of having a hotation, I bring Phoenix right here with his bomb-ass dick. And that is a win-win. Okay, sissy. But is that all you want from the exchange? Because if so, then I guess it's fine. But if the cookie jar experience was truly life-changing, as you said, I would ask myself what the two of you are doing. Like, Where is this going with you for real? You know what? To be honest, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. And I ain't gonna lie and say I haven't been thinking about it. Like, how would it work anyway? There's so many variables to think about. At least two for me. Which are his kids. I live the life of an entertainer. He is a settled businessman with two children. Can the two really mix? Only you can answer that, sissy. It seems like you really like him. I paused and thought about that. This man was dicking me down several times a week, and the sex was bomb ass every single time. He also took me out, was an attentive listener, gave the best body rub downs. I said, when I think about it, yeah, I guess I did really like Phoenix. Well, have you told him? Hell no. Why not, sissy? It's only been 4 months. I don't want him to run for cover. And sissy, why would he do that? I know that man likes you too. You might as well find out where this is going, right? Really, sissy? Really? Nah, I don't think so. What's that gonna accomplish? What will accomplish if you don't find out? Tammy was right, and I was avoiding the inevitable. My feelings. The fact was, I had been spending enough time with him to develop feelings. Feelings I was either afraid to acknowledge or didn't want to. I told Tammy she gave me a lot to think about, and I would consider asking Phoenix about the direction that we were heading, or even if we were heading there or not. Like, was there even a direction? What was this doing? But I had feelings, damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. She told me to stop being pessimistic. And we ended the conversation with a promise to FaceTime at least once a week until the end of the quarantine. I told Tammy she gave me a lot to think about, and I would consider asking Phoenix about the direction that we were heading. Were we heading anywhere? Was there even a direction? She told me to stop being pessimistic, and we ended the conversation with a promise to FaceTime at least once a week until the end of the quarantine. Kamara. Just as that call ended, Kamara called in via FaceTime. Hey girl, I needed to see your face. Just to make sure you ain't got that Rona. Bitch, I hate you. We both laughed. Okay, so besides the virus, what's new, Jay? Okay, so I'm catching feelings for Phoenix. Okay, so you just now figuring that out? Oh, I could have told you that. If it walks like a relationship and y'all two get together and bump nasties more than me and Damien do, so then I would say it's something, right? So y'all go together or not? There you go. Not you two. Like, seriously. What are y'all doing, really? Are you ready to meet the kids? You want to be stepmommy? I'm glad you think this shit is humorous. But seriously, Jay, aren't you curious as to how he feels? I mean, I'm sure he's got feelings too, but if the two of you ever discuss it, if y'all don't, if you never discuss it, how will you know how to move forward? Are you afraid of something, Jay? Come on, it's me here. What if it's too soon to bring it up? Jay, it's never too soon. He's sticking his dick in you every week, right? And if he can stick his dick there, then he can give you an idea of where it's going. I know, you're right. And it's gonna eat me up not knowing. So bring it up sooner than later. When are you supposed to see him again? Tonight. He texted me and said he was going to make sure the boys got to bed early and he would step out to see me. Okay, perfect. And don't punk out, Jay. You need to know. Okay. I'll find out where things are going. Speaking of, so are you and Damien going to quarantine together? Meow. Fuck no. I mean, he wants to, but I refuse to have in-house dick that barely works. Plus, he has the audacity to want to quarantine in my new home at that. What the fuck? Girl, that does seem like some audacity. If I was the type of chick that had in-house dick, it would have to be one that works. Like Tyrone. Speaking of, I've been letting him come over and do some renovations on my home, especially since Damien still hasn't started on my damn closet. I swear, if my man don't get it together, I'm gonna have to take him to court, like for real. You do that, Kamara? You would really do that? You are one cold bitch, I swear. Yeah, I've been told that, but we have a contract. Although my renovations are at a discounted price, but still. I've been in this house for how long, and he has yet to even get started? He's way too comfortable being my boyfriend in my bomb-ass house. I just got to figure out a way to tell him. I don't know how well that's going to go over, Kamara, especially since you're not going to isolate yourself with him. A man like that may feel like you're obligated. Obligated? Obligated for what? Did you not forget that man put 20% down on the house that he ain't even getting no pussy for? Remember that? Not to mention other things. Why wouldn't he feel obligated? Considering I didn't ask him to do none of that, he shouldn't feel that way. Well, what kind of world are you living in? Let me know so that I can reside there, honey. But let's stay on topic, shall we? I guess from a legal perspective, you are well within your rights. Exactly. So what do you think it's going to do to your relationship? He'll be in Texas, and Tyrone will be there not only renovating your closet, but also your pussy, bitch. How is that going to work? You and I both know Tyrone is temporary. He is absolutely and has absolutely no substance. When the renovation is done, so will he and I be. Tyrone has no problems being the side nigga. Well, do you, boo-boo? Like I said, I'm minding my own pussy, remember? Yeah, I guess there is some truth to what you've been saying about that. I ain't gonna lie. Plus, minding my own pussy has been a little liberating, if I must say so myself. To be honest, Jay, I don't need to quarantine with no man. I literally just got rid of 7 less than a year ago, and this new relationship, although has been lucrative, is a little shaky. Maybe I need to pussy reflect. Like this dick real quick. Like get on this dick real quick. Reflect on my pussy moves and then boss up. Who knows how long we'll be on this lockdown? To be honest, the financial sector is saying about a year, and you know we've always had the inside track on things. A year? Bitch, really? That's a long time for life as we know it to be in limbo. It sure is. But it's also enough time for us to get some shit straight in our life. Perhaps the universe is trying to tell us, the universe, as you say, is trying to tell us something, girl. There you go, getting spiritual. Yeah, you know that's usually me. So I guess I need to figure out what this life is going to mean for me. For my life, my career, and all of that. Shit. Kamara, can I thrive as an artist during the Rona, as you put it? Do I have to get a job? Oh my God. Maybe I need some security, like a sugar daddy. Where is Mr. Big when I need him? Girl, quit playing. What I also know is the coronavirus is also called COVID. You'll be hearing that a lot more lately too, in the near future. But what you need to do is stop avoiding the emotional elephant in the room and address this emotional ting with Phoenix. Making jokes about Big does not negate the fact that you have caught feelings for Phoenix. You can't fool me. Kamara was right. I couldn't fool her. I was secretly thinking about what all of my girlfriends were trying to get me to think about. Phoenix. I couldn't deny that I was catching feelings for him, and I had no clue what this man was thinking or feeling. I can only make assumptions, but damn. And then there was this new virus and the quarantine. If Phoenix was interested in starting a relationship with me, how could we do that right now? What about his boys? I hadn't even met them yet, and it had been, what, 4 months? Was there even room in his life for all of that? Was all this too soon to talk about? Well, meeting the boys, I'm sure. My thoughts were interrupted by Kamara. So you just gonna ignore the fact that I bought all of this up, Jay? Honestly, how can I? And how can I even argue the fact that, like you all have been pointing out, Phoenix and I undeniably have been doing this for a few months now with no title or direction. In the beginning, I thought maybe he was interested in a relationship and I wasn't ready. So are you saying that you're ready now? I don't know, Steele. But if I had to choose, I guess he would be a good choice. You know, I think so too. I like Phoenix. So, you will finally put it out there, Jay. You're open to love. Jay, you're open to love. Ain't nothing wrong with that, girl. After dealing with Jaquan's tired ass, you deserve a bit of happiness. Okay, I didn't say love, girl, but I am open to exploring whatever this is. There, I said it. I'm open. Now, I say, take that openness and be vulnerable with Phoenix tonight. Talk to him. I finally gave in and agreed with Kamara, Tammy, Sheree, and Keisha, and decided to let Phoenix know how I felt and to see where this was going. How could I go wrong when my girlfriends give me advice, right? After all, when they told me how to get rid of a fuckboy, their advice sounded wacky, but it worked. So hey, why not? But first, I had to set the right environment. So I prepared my tea bath for relaxation and to make sure that my skin and my body were flawless. What could go wrong when my girlfriends give me advice, right? After all, when they told me how to get rid of a fuckboy, their advice sounded wacky, but it worked. So hey, why not? But first, I had to set the right environment to prepare for Phoenix. I prepared my tea bath for relaxation, and I made sure that my skin and my body were flawless. Jelana. Later on that evening, I prepared for Phoenix to arrive. Boo Boo Kitty and I were excited, but a little nervous as well. Now, Jay, this can go one of two ways for us. And since I can't do any of the talking, you had better make sure that we seal the deal. I love spending time with Mr. Modo. His name is Phoenix, Boo Boo Kitty. His name is Phoenix, but his dick's name is Mr. Modo with the mojo. And that penis has all of the mojo. Oh, Mr. Mojo talks to me. And Mr. Mojo not only talks to me, but he makes me sing. Meow, meow, meow. Ooh. Really, kitty? Plus, I like having him around. It keeps me distracted from those toys of yours that happen to be way out of control, by the way. Well. If it isn't the feisty little kitty talking about the brotherhood, why am I not surprised? You know what, Peter? I don't have time for this. What did I tell you, Jay? Way out of control. And who's gonna get me in control, kitty? For a pussy, you are way too uptight. I would think since you had Mr. Mojo with the moto inside of you pounding away, you'd be a little more pleasant. Now wait just a minute, Peter Rabbit. You have crossed the line, sir. If you don't show some respect, you'll be in the trash, and I mean it. You threatening my life, Jay? Did the rest of y'all hear that? She's trying to kill me! Peter, you are way too dramatic. Like an overly sensitive dildo. Unbelievable. You bitches are the ones out of control. Am I right? He looks to the other toys for agreement. Buster says, Peter, calm down, man. Must you respond to every little thing that's being said? Let this strike thing play out like we talked about before. Remember? Oh, Busta. So what's really going on here? Are you advising this idiot about what to do on behalf of all of you? I can't believe it. I'm so disappointed, Buster. And to think, I wanted to introduce you to Mr. Mojo. We all could have had fun together. Don't you like threesomes? Damn, Miss Kitty. Baby, you know I'm always down for a threesome. Well, it's too late. I'm hurt, Buster. And I'm shocked. So continue advising Peter Rabbit on behalf of the Brotherhood. Let me know how that works out for you, Miss Kitty, baby. Don't be like that. Save it. I'm done. This pussy is done for now. And just like that, with all of the dramatics and fanfare, Boo Boo Kitty broke up with her favorite toy, Busta Bullet. Now, what is that little pussy gonna do now? A couple of hours later, I put the sex toys away and they were kicking and screaming, and Boo Boo Kitty and I prepared to see Phoenix. I relaxed with a glass of wine and a blunt and was alone with my thoughts. I put on one of his favorite outfits, my Snicker onesie. My titties popped out and accentuated in their fullness, and he loved looking at my ass and saying I was thicker than a Snicker. I smiled at the thought of his face lighting up when he seen me answering the door. My phone dinged, and it was Phoenix. He was at the door. I opened the door and smiled at him in an award-winning way. And just like I anticipated, Phoenix greeted me with his approval by nibbling kisses all over my neck. Damn, girl, you smell so good and you got on my favorite outfit. Baby, you thicker than a Snicker. Thank you, baby. I love when you compliment me. Keep them coming, by the way. Phoenix laughed. Phoenix then planted a kiss on my mouth, and we both got comfortable. I poured him a glass of wine, and he lit up a blunt. We watched an episode of Insecure, and we both provided commentary and laughed. It felt all natural, like we fit together. I decided tonight I would have the courage to ask the big question. Phoenix, what are we doing? Do you see this going anywhere? I poured both of us another glass of wine, just for a little more courage. Phoenix lit another blunt. Things were so pleasant that I found myself snuggled on his lap. I nibbled and giggled. I nibbled his neck back. I nibbled his ear a little. Phoenix continued to nibble my neck and planted kisses all over me. Phoenix massaged my back, and I knew eventually where this was leading. I let him massage me and rub me, and immediately I felt all of the peace and the stress of everything that I was facing. No tension. He rubbed me and no tension. Wow. I said, baby. He said, yes. I said, I absolutely love being in your lap. It's kind of sexy. Baby, everything about you is sexy. Phoenix, you bring that out of me, you know. He smiled and kissed me passionately. Phoenix rubbed my back, and again, no tension. It felt like home. I said, damn, baby, I could lay here forever. Phoenix said, you could? Yes, absolutely. Well, that's really good to know. It is? Well, we have been kind of seeing each other for a few months now, so I should be comfortable like that, I guess. As if you didn't know. As if I didn't know. Well, you know, I'm a little nervous and the wine has gotten to me and everything, but I'm just going to come right out and say it, baby. You are so amazing. Baby, you are just an amazing guy. Thank you. I think you are amazing. I think you're credible, and I think you're sexy. You are so amazing, though, that you got a sister over here catching feelings. I mean, I looked at Phoenix, and his face was emotionless. I was trying to read him, but I couldn't. Now, I'm a Scorpio and usually good at intuition, but he was giving me absolutely nothing to work with. Wait a minute. He's a water sign too. Oh, damn. And to make matters worse, this nigga right here left me sitting in radio silence. He had absolutely nothing to say about the fact that I mentioned I was catching feelings. Did the motherfucker like me or no? After about what seemed to be 2 minutes of awkward silence, I thought about what I should do next. I could, one, throw on some charm that I'd been used to giving out by pretending that he didn't just ignore me and that I wasn't fuming. I could plant a big kiss on his mouth and let him fuck me and move on. Two, I could keep my composure, get up slowly, and figure out how to get him the fuck out of my house, because I'm indeed not okay with the fact that he left me on radio silent after I expressed I was catching feelings for him. Or three, I could turn the fuck up. Well, I opted for option two. After 3 more minutes, it was apparent I wasn't getting an answer to my question. Yeah, he sat there, he rubbed my back, he looked at me, but he didn't even say anything. There was nothing. Silence. I hopped off Phoenix's lap and moved over to the other sofa. My petty ass immediately changed the channel to a series I knew he was interested in, but had not yet started. I put on the season finale. I intensely watched as I was into it, like I was into it, although I had already seen it twice before. As I watched on, Phoenix asked me a few questions, and I answered them in short, choppy sentences, which made him uncomfortable. In a matter of minutes, Phoenix decided that perhaps he should head home. I agreed and walked into the door. No kiss, no nothing. At that moment, I walked up to my bedroom. The sex toys emerged with a snicker. And just like that, I had received the answer to my question. Where was this going? Apparently nowhere. I prepared myself for the quarantine and a coronavirus and decided that I had no idea where things were headed. No man, no sex toys, because the sex toys were on strike. What was left? Just me, boo-boo kitty, and this newfound keeping the cookie in the cookie jar. OMG! Boo Boo Kitty and I took a long, hard look at each other, and we both decided to boss the fuck up and put our big girl panties on and prepare for the next apparent year ahead.